Biden admin gender policy looks to redefine woman, deny binary sex. By Spencer Lindquist on September 23, 2022. The pro-transgender radicals in President Joe Biden's administration are trying to erase the recognition of women and of two complementary male or female sexes in the United Nations worldwide networks of government-funded agencies, a new document reveals. The document, titled Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment, redefines womanhood and seeks to undermine the gender binary. The term refers to men and women in all their diversity. A term they explain includes the full range of gender identity and/or gender expression, sex characteristics, sexual orientation, and other intersectional characteristics. The definition offered for women's empowerment begins by referring to women and girls in all their diversity. Perhaps more unnerving, the document defines intersex, going on to contend there are about 40 variations that cannot be categorized as male or female, a statement that completely rejects the gender binary. Meanwhile, the term gender binary is defined as a system in which gender is socially constructed into two categories of men and women. Rebecca Oish, the director of research of the Center for Family and Human Rights, explained in a post that the draft policy was circulated for a brief comment period, which recently ended, going on to say, the U.S. agency in charge of international development assistance will release the final version, which will replace the 2020 policy released under the Trump administration. Oish also noted, these policies do not carry the force of law, but they do guide the work of vast U.S. government agencies, and often contain controversial elements that would encounter much stronger scrutiny and resistance if they were proposed in legislation. She also pointed out the radicalism of the Biden administration's approach, noting, oddly, the gender policies under Obama and Trump were more similar than the evolving gender policies under Biden. Obama and Trump policies still adhere to the man-woman binary. Oish also explains, since its first iteration, this policy laid out the USAID strategy specific to women and girls and female empowerment. The new draft shifts its focus strongly toward the advancement of LGBT issues, despite the fact that USAID has an entire separate policy document on that topic. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.